I want you to get your Bible ready. We're going to go to several scriptures. And you have to understand that when I preach, I can preach on one scripture for hours. Just, you know, that Pastor Nez really with an evangelistic spirit. I can get you fired up. But as most of y'all know, since January, I believe God has mandated me to really help this congregation and the people that watch us, which is a lot. And I just welcome everybody that spends some time, if you're driving or if you can't be here for whatever reason, or you live off. And we have people that live in a lot of states that watch us. And I appreciate that. If we can be a home to you, then praise the Lord. But really, there's something about coming here or finding a place to plant. But most of you know that I believe I've been mandated to get us back into some foundational biblical teaching. I call it the basics, where we need to get the basics. As I told y'all last week, a lot of times I tell my son Seth and probably my daughter, by the way, honored that London is here, and I'm honored that Jamie's mom, Carla, is here. So would y'all just welcome them, by the way, and honor them as well. But when you get back to the basics of anything that I've taught them, you don't want to go past and go move before some steps. Because if you pass some steps, then it kind of hinders some things. In rodeo, if you don't get the basics of a swing, if you're a roper, you're in trouble. And even as a rough stock guy, if you don't understand the basics of, you know, how to use your balance riding a bull or a horse, and just the technique of a saddle bronc rider, all that's called is basics. And if you don't learn that from the beginning, it's going to be hard to really flourish. You're going to get frustrated. And you'll probably quit because you feel like you're not good enough. And so it's the same in the kingdom of God. You've got to get the basics of the Word of God so that when you're believing God for something, you have the basics of faith. And faith, y'all, is, in cowboy terms, is believing in a God that you cannot see. That's faith. I mean, I know, as I've always said, we have the Word, and if you believe it, it'll come to pass in your life. I mean, it works if one believes. And we stand on that scripture, all things are possible to him that believes. You got to be a believer as a Christian. You can't allow the world to infiltrate your belief system with doubt and unbelief and fear. All those things are the opposite of faith. Faith is the basic principle that you and I live by as believers in a Son of God named Jesus that may have been here for 33 and a half years, but then was crucified, we trust the Word, buried, and then the third day raised from the dead. And we're going to celebrate that next month, right? But if you miss some of the basic things of Christianity, that's why we struggle in some areas. Amen. Well, we're going to get to some basics. The title of this message is very simple. It's one word: healing. Say that with me. Healing. How many of you believe that you can be healed miraculously now in Jesus' name? Let me see your hand. Because if you don't, or if you say things like, well, if it be God's will, then There's a tad bit of doubt right there. If it be God's will, he'll heal me. Well, you can't find that in the Word of God. And this is our basics of belief, is what does the Word say? And so, in order to get the basics of healing and the manifestation of healing to come to us that are praying for healing in whatever area, because it could be physical, but it also could be a spiritual healing or an emotional healing, etc. And if you want to be healed and when you're believing God for healing in any way, you've got to have the basics of the Word of God and believe it. And so we need to get to the basics. And the basics are the Word. We've got to get that Word on the inside of us over and over and over and over. Most everybody knows that if you tell a lie long enough, you'll start believing it, right? I mean, it's just kind of how our minds work. If you tell something that is untruth long enough, as if it's truth, eventually you can talk your brain into believing that it's actually the truth when it started out as a lie. It's the same thing with the Word of God. The more you hear God's Word into your ear gate, you start believing it. And when the enemy then comes to try to steal the Word, then you've got to put the Word back into your ears. And all of us know the principle of faith says this: faith comes from hearing, but hearing comes from the Word of God. In order to hear the Word of God, then we've got to hear and say it out of our mouth. You can't hear something if you don't speak it, right? If not, you'll hear what the world might say. And God's wanting you to hear, what does He say about healing? And if you want the basics of the Word of God and start seeing people healed miraculously in this church, then we've got to start hearing and believing what the Word of God says. And that's simple basics of Christianity, y'all. Now, there are some denominations, though, that will teach that healing went away with the old covenant. And God doesn't heal anymore. Well, you can believe that. And it'll come to pass in your life if you believe that. But why wouldn't you rather hear what the Word of God says? And in order to hear what the Word says, we need to see it, and then we need to receive it. I'm reminded of a scripture that says Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. In other words, our God does not change. He's irrevocable. He changeth not, the Bible says. Okay, when we have that basic mentality of believing God by faith, then we've got to get the scriptures into our ears. And so that's what we're going to do right now. Now, it's good to read them as well because you get them into your eye gate. And when you get them into your eye gate, I always suggest people read them out loud, because there's something about the power of the tongue. I think me and Mom were talking about how the Bible says that life and death in the Old Testament, the Bible says, is in the power of your tongue. You can either speak life or you can speak death. You can speak the Word of God or you can speak what the world says. And my advice to all of us, getting back to the basics, is let's speak what the Word of God says. Now, there may be people in here that needs healing. And if that's you, or if you know someone that needs healing in some area, physically, emotionally, spiritual healing, then this message is for you. And I would dare say that it's probably for all of us. Say amen to that. So, in order to receive healing, We've got to get the Word of God on the inside of us, and let's begin doing that. And there's going to be several, so get your fingers ready. Let's get to these scriptures. If you don't have a Bible, then look with someone with you, because you've got to get the Word of God on the inside of you so that you can receive what you're believing God for. You need the manifestation of healing in whatever area that you're believing for. Say amen to me. Now, let's turn to the very first scripture, 1 Peter chapter 2. And I'm going to wait until every single person is at 1 Peter chapter 2. Y'all that don't have a Bible, you're just going to have to trust that when I read it, I'm reading what it says. Amen? That's why it's very important at this church, bring your word. It's your manual. It's what we live by, the Word of God. Not by Corey Ross's opinion. Not by some denominational opinion. But what does the Word of God say? 1 Peter chapter 2. Say amen if you're there. Amen. Let's all together read. I'll say it out loud. You read with me. Verse 24. The Bible says, who himself, talking about Jesus, bore our sins, thank God for that, in his own body on a tree. All of us don't need that education probably, but that's the crucifixion when he was hung on a cross. That we, say we, that's talking about you, right? That we, having died to sins, might live, say live, might live for righteousness, by whose stripes you were, say it loudly, healed. Oh man. When we read this kind of stuff, it ought to excite you. Especially if you need healing of some sort, or you know someone that needs to hear the Word of God. Because again, what we're doing is we're getting the basics of the Word of God. We're seeing these scriptures. We're hearing them. Faith comes from hearing. Hearing comes from the Word. Okay. By whose stripes, all of you know, and if you don't, let me just quickly tell you. The stripes were when Jesus took that beating. They call it a whip with 9 tails on the whip. And those hits, when Jesus took 39 of them, was designed to slice, to stripe the body, okay? So when you read it in that context, it says by whose stripes, that beating that he took was so that you were healed. Now you're going to have to believe that by faith though, right? Okay, now let's go to Isaiah in the Old Testament. Just hanging left. If you get to Psalms, then go right just a little bit. And let's go to Isaiah chapter 40. And all we're doing is getting the basics of the Word of God so that we see it over and over. And not just one scripture, y'all. When someone is in the hospital, believing God to get out of a hospital, my advice would be to get scripture after scripture after scripture. I sent a man was just in bad shape. He wanted just some scriptures. So I sent him a little Charles Capp book that we have actually here at the church. If you need it, you get it. And it just has tons of scriptures about healing. And I want to see and hear all of these. Now look at Isaiah chapter 40 verse 29. Again, say amen if you're there. Because what we can't be, y'all, look at me just for a second. We can't be lazy. When we're believing God, the great physician, for healing, as if healing is for us, right? Again, if you don't believe in healing, you'll never be healed. But if you believe by the stripes of Jesus we're healed, I'm telling you, we'll see miracle after miracle. And all we're doing is you're thank God you have a church that believes in the Word of God. That believes God is yes and amen. That he is the healer, praise God. And that Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. So Isaiah chapter 40, look at verse 29. He gives power to the weak. Well, look at me just for a second. How many know when your body is weak because of disease and sickness and whatever? You lose a lot of strength sometimes, right? He gives power to the weak, and to those who have no might, he increases strength. Man, that's a good word. If I didn't have any strength for whatever reason, I would say this scripture over and over and over into my life. My God gives power to the weak. And to those who have no might, he increases strength. Now let's go then to the right, to Isaiah chapter 53. Isaiah chapter 53. Oh, I like hearing those pages turning, except on the phones. Can't hear those. Look at verse 5. Say amen if you're there. Amen. I know y'all are reading ahead, right? But he who was wounded, and Jesus was wounded, y'all. We don't have to have a long study about his crucifixion because it was brutal. He was wounded for our transgressions, sins. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And by his, say it, stripes, we might be. That's why you got to read it, man. It's not, I'm just hoping, Lord. Because that's not faith. In Hebrews, the Bible says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen, right? Okay, so when you're reading it and the world says, by his stripes, I'm hoping to be healed, you can say, that's not what the word says. The word says, and by his stripes, we are, say it loudly, healed. Okay, now, what's happening now is all the basics of the word of God, we're starting to get confidence right now. Okay, because we're seeing it. Now, we could, though, if we didn't read this word, we could be moved by our feelings. I'm not feeling healed. Matter of fact, my body's hurting, some might say. Okay? If you're moved more by that, your five physical senses, then that's what's going to rule, right? But when you get the word of God and you start saying, no, I'm moved by the word of God. I'm not moved by what I feel. I'm not moved by what I hear out in the world. I'm not moved by any five physical sense. I'm only moved by God's word. Then when you read this word, man, it has power behind it, see. You start believing what you start hearing. And it's vital in the basics of Christianity to hear God's word only. Because I'm talking, there's a lot of peppering of the world into our lives, right? And we don't need that. Because that's fear, doubt, and unbelief. We need God's word. Now, look at Psalms chapter 147. Psalms chapter 147, real fast. See, here's the thing. Look at me just while you're... Well, you can't look while you're looking, I guess, but... Say amen when you get there then. But you know what a lot of Christians do? They're so dadgum lazy that they'll just sit right here in the church service and I don't know where that scripture is. You know what? Don't have pride. Just look at the front of your Bible. I'll give you some time to find where that book is. Isaiah. It's on page 970 in this Bible. Okay? Psalms chapter 147. Look at verse 3. He heals the brokenhearted, and binds up their wounds. Okay? All right, now, I'm going to give you just a little bit of time to find Jeremiah. Find Jeremiah. You see, look, man, when we don't get into the Word of God and we just come to church and allow the Scriptures to be put up on the board up here, and we don't really know where to go to find these books, it means something. And a good homeschool teacher will make those kids get those books out. Amen. Well, except our family. Jeremiah. Okay, hang on, Mama. Mama said Jeremiah what? Okay. Go to Jeremiah chapter 17. Now, does anybody need to go to the front of your Bible to see this? Because you've got to see this. And you don't let the world take away your time to find what you're needing to find. Okay? Now, it's Jeremiah chapter 17 and verse 14. Y'all ready? Is everybody there? Say, oh me, if you're still looking. Okay? I heard some. Is everybody there? I already said the scripture, so you probably have already read it. Heal me, Lord, and I will be healed. Now remember, he's already done it, right? Save me, and I'll be saved. For you are the one I praise. Here's something that a lot of us don't do. Is you know when healing comes is when you praise. I was doing a service in California years ago. And it was at a business. And there was probably 60 or 70 people seated in this business. It's just having a revival. They asked me to come and minister. And so I have some tracks that I was singing before I preached. And while I was singing one song, a man jumped up and just screamed, not in horror or pain, but in a rejoicing way. And I'm like, ooh. After I finished the song, I said, what happened? He said, while you were singing, I was healed of gout in my feet. See, there's something about praise. You know, but we always have this mentality that, well, I don't sound very good when I sing. But God says, you know, you just make a joyful noise. It doesn't matter what it sounds, it's all from the heart. Well, that's what this scripture is talking about. You are the one that I praise. Look at Jeremiah chapter 33, just to your right. Verse 6 says this, behold, I will bring to it health and healing. I will heal them. And it keeps going. You see, that's the word that we need. Behold, I will bring to it health and healing. And I will heal them. Well, see, that's the word, y'all. Praise the Lord. All right, now, I want you to go back to your left to Psalms 103. Psalms 103. And again, to have the basics, it's going to take a little effort. It's going to take us, I want to see, what does the Word say? I don't just want one scripture. I want to make sure that one scripture isn't taken out of context. And I want one scripture to back up the next scripture. Because that's really the Word of God. One doesn't make a whole doctrine. And we've known that's been done before. Women, be silent in the church. That one scripture that the Apostle Paul, that one correction of that church started a whole doctrine. You see. Okay. But and we know that the truth is that the first evangelist was a woman. Amen. Okay. Now again, Psalms 103, look at verse 2. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Remember, that's a song. And forget not all his benefits, who forgives all your iniquities. Look at it. Who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from destruction. See, if it was me, I would have a pen and I would underline. Look here, y'all, if you can see it. I have it underlined. I want to see it, see. I want to see, and I want to say it over and over. Who heals all your diseases, okay? Okay, again, we're getting the basics of healing. And healing comes from hearing, and hearing from God's Word. Not some opinion, but I want to know what does the Word of God say. All right, now let's go to the New Testament, Matthew chapter 10. Let's go to Matthew's Gospel, chapter 10. Thank you, Lord. Look at verse 1. And when he had called his 12 disciples to him, he gave them power. When you study out that word power, it's dunamis, power in the Greek. He gave them power over unclean spirits to cast them out, to heal all kinds of sickness and all kinds of disease. All right, look at me. You don't have to be an ordained minister of the gospel, what we call the fivefold, the pastor, the teacher, the evangelist, the apostle, or the prophet, in order to pray over someone. My job, according to Ephesians, is to teach the saints the work of the ministry. And the ministry is what the Word of God says, to lay hands on the sick. We'll read that here in just a second. Okay, you've got to understand that God has given every one of you the power, not on your own, but because of Jesus, the power, right? He's the Son of God. He's the anointed one and his anointing. But you have him on the inside of you if you're born again. He has given you the power to pray over people, but here's the key. In Colossians, the Bible says, but do it in the name of Jesus. Not in the name of the church, not in the name of Pastor Corey, not in the name of your name, but in the name that's above all names, Jesus. So when you pray over somebody, and they've got to receive it and get the Word of God on the inside of them, that's the basics. But I'm telling you, when they start believing it, you have the power to go lay hands on the sick. All you got to do is just speak life into them. Speak the Word into them, you see. So really, that's what God's trying to show us right here. He called those disciples. Well, he's calling all of us. God's saying, hey, come on, you go. There's people hurting that Pastor Corey can't get to. You go lay hands on them. You go speak life into them. You go show them the Word of God, and so that manifestation of healing will come, praise the Lord. All right, now go to Mark chapter 5 and let's read a story. Right to your right, Mark chapter 5. Now what's happening here, y'all, is we're getting the basics of the Word of God, and faith is growing on the inside of all of us. Doesn't have anything to do with your knowledge, how much scripture you know, or how many times you've prayed this week. No, all you got to do is know the Word of God. And then if you don't know it, you call someone, hey, give me all the scriptures about healing because I need it, you see. All right, well, here's the story, though, Mark chapter 5. And let's start at verse 25. Now, a certain woman, and women understand what's fixing to be read here, had a flow of blood for 12 years, had suffered many things from many physicians. She had spent all that she had and was no better. But rather, in the New King James it says, but rather she grew worse. Verse 27, when she heard... Remember, what did we talk about? Faith comes from hearing. So when she heard about Jesus, she came behind him in the crowd and touched the hem of his garment. Now remember, y'all, in those days, if you had a blood problem, you were commanded to stay inside because of it getting on somebody else. You really wasn't in those days allowed to even get out. But she had faith. She was not going to let some flow of blood or some issue stop her from what she was believing for. See, all right, look, go to verse 28 now. For she said, if only I may touch his clothes or his garment, I shall be made well. Immediately, say that word immediately. Immediately the fountain of her blood was dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of the affliction. And Jesus, immediately knowing in himself that the power had gone out of him, turned around in the crowd and said, who touched me? Or who touched my clothes? Of course, he was God, so he knew. But his disciples said to him, you see the multitude thronging you. There's a lot of people here, sir. And you say, who touched me? He looked around to see who had done this thing. But the woman, fearing and trembling. Okay, that's a great teaching right there, y'all, just real quick. Isn't that what the world does? Is, man, you're getting some good news, and then some other trial and tribulation comes, or someone, not meaning to probably, but then someone comes and says, I'm probably going to die. And they start spitting in some, here, look. And he looked around to see who had done this thing, but the woman, fearing and trembling, man, she was just afraid that she did something wrong. And that's what the world tries to do to us all the time. That's why we've got to see and hear the Word of God. Knowing what had happened to her, came and fell down before him and told him the whole truth. And he said to her, daughter, this is great. Your faith has made you well. Go in peace and be healed of your affliction. Man, she was healed, praise God. Now, if Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever, if he did it to this woman yesterday, then he has to do it to us today. But all we got to do is believe. We've got to get back to the basics of the Word of God, y'all. All right, now, go to your right. We're almost done. To the third John, all the way right before Revelations, at the back of your Bible. And go, there's first, second, and third. And it's a real short part of the books. And go to the third John. The third John. Chapter 1. Say amen when you get there. Amen. Look at verse 2. Beloved, are y'all there yet? Is everybody there? Beloved, I pray that you may prosper in all things and be in health and be in health and be in health just as your soul prospers. So those three things need to be in agreement. You need to prosper. And when you look up that word prosper, it's talking about material things. God doesn't want you sick in this area and then not sick in this area and then you're sick over here. No, no. God's saying, look, above all things, that you may prosper, be in health, even as your soul prospers. That's good stuff right there. All right. Now, two more scriptures. Go all the way back to Proverbs chapter 17. Now there's a reason that we go in these orders back and forth. Because you've got to be willing to get things in order. Proverbs chapter 17. Proverbs chapter 17. Say amen when you're there. Amen. Okay. Look at verse 22. A merry heart in the King James doeth good like a medicine, but a broken spirit dries up the bones. True story. Man dying in the hospital because they had cancer and they only gave him a few months to live. And a smart person of the Lord. I don't remember if it was a man or a woman. Brought him in those days a video. Remember the VCR videos? All the kids are like, what? And put in the Three Stooges. I don't know, London, have you ever seen the Three Stooges? And that man started laughing at those, because really, you watch the Three Stooges, right? It's just all dumb. It's so silly. But he started laughing. And he kept living. And he kept laughing. You see, there's something about having joy. A merry heart. Because when you don't feel good, you're not real happy most of the time, right? But man, if you can figure out how to get the word of a merry heart doeth good like a medicine, and just begin to laugh and have joy in your heart, I'll show you people to continue to live. Because the world doesn't want you to be joyful. The world wants you to live in your misery. The world wants you to continue to meditate on what the doctor said. But the joy of the Lord says, no, no, no. If I've got joy like Nehemiah, I've got strength. Praise God. There's something about not allowing the world to cause you to not have joy. Because if you hear what it says, you will not have the joy of the Lord that produces the strength. You won't have any strength. So man, you've got to figure out how to get joy. And if it's watching the Three Stooges, and then bring in the Word of God, or start thinking about, oh man, thank God I have family. Thank God I'm still breathing. Thank God that there's an opportunity for joy sometime in my life. Then I'm telling you, you'll start seeing it. And if you have to read this scripture over and over, a merry heart doeth good like a medicine. That's when faith rises, praise God. All right, the very last scripture now that I wanted to do at the very end is back in the New Testament in James. So find the book of James. It's right. I mean, sometimes you need to go to Revelation. You just go backwards. And you'll eventually pass the John's and Peter. And you'll get to the book of James. And turn to chapter 5. James chapter 5. Thank you, Lord. And let's go 13. James chapter 5 and verse 13. Is anyone among you suffering? Question mark. Let him pray. Is anyone cheerful? Let him sing psalms. Verse 14. Is anyone among you sick? Let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith will save the sick. The Lord will raise him up. And it will come. And if he has committed sins, it will be forgiven. I don't know about y'all, but that excites me. Let me read it one more time. Just start in verse 14. Is anyone among you sick? That's what I'm going to ask this crowd. Is there anybody in here that needs healing? Because if you do, why don't we do right now at 11:48? Pray. Not just hear it. Now let's apply. If there's anybody that needs healing that is here, why don't we now do what the Word of God says? And let's call up the elders. An elder is just someone that is mature in the Word of God. I mean, I wouldn't want someone praying over me that doesn't believe in healing. I want you to be a believer, you see. If you're going to lay hands on me, I want you to be mature enough to know and believe that Word of God. So if you need healing of any kind in this church, I want you to get up here right now by faith, and let's pray over you. Come on. Just get up. If it hasn't manifested of total healing, get up here right now. You may be on the mend, but if it ain't total healing yet, come on up. And let's do what the Word of God says to do. Let me read it again. Is anyone among you sick? Let him call for the elders of the church. Let them pray over him, anointing him with oil. Used to have some up here, but... Oh, I got it right here. Look, here's some oil. I've seen some preachers use 10W-40. And the prayer of faith... Look at this. Look how many is up here. Okay? So why... And the Holy Ghost knows who's going to be at a service. All of you out there, thank God for your healing. Amen. Thank God you're whole. But we're going to pray for these that have some type of need. Now, I see the elders of the church. I see that y'all are up here. And if there's anybody, John, are you receiving healing?
Yes.
Okay, that's fine. Any of y'all out there that have been healed of something, stand up and you're going to help pray over these people. If you have been healed, don't just stand up, but come up here. And you're going to be laying hands on these people. You've already received the healing, so if God healed you, why wouldn't He heal all of these people? You see, the thing about, and I need some of my ministers up here because there's so many that I'm going to need a little help. Y'all in the back, you just go. Don't stay on one. You just go and start praying over different ones. And we're going to do, listen to me. This is what the Word says to do, right? Just get a little oil. And what we're going to pray is the prayer of faith. The thing about Christianity is it don't have to be weird, but yet you don't see this in a lot of churches because they're afraid. They're afraid of what if they don't get healed. Well, wait a minute. That's not what we just read. That's spattered with a lot of fear, doubt, and unbelief. And when I lay hands on you, Morris, being an elder of this church, I believe you're already healed, right? But you're going to have to believe it right now in Jesus' name. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, I command this body to line up with the Word of God and be healed. Father, thank you, Lord. Y'all just begin to pray. You ministers just pray over everybody. Y'all behind that have already been healed, you just begin to go and touch people and you believe for healing in their body in Jesus' name. Father, thank you, Lord, for healing in this body right now in Jesus' name. From the head to the soles of her feet, be healed. Now say, I agree. Father, I rebuke what's trying to stop this man of God. I rebuke it in Jesus' name. You spirit of cancer, you spirit of disease and sickness, you unlatch your hold off of this man of God in Jesus' name and be healed from the top of his head to the soles of his feet. Now say, I agree with that. Now I'm healed in Jesus' name. See, that's how it is. Father, thank you, Lord, for healing in the name of Jesus. Every disease and sickness leaves this body now in Jesus' name. Body, line up with God's Word in Jesus' name. Father, I thank you, Lord, for this man. I rebuke everything that the doctors have said is trying to stop him to end his life. Be healed now in Jesus' name. I receive it. Father, thank you. Thank you for this precious man. Now, Father, I thank you, Lord, that you know every thought that is in his mind right now. And I thank you, Lord, for replacing every bad thought with every good Word of God thought. Healing. And I command it to come now in Jesus' name. Say, I receive that. Amen. Glory be to God. Father, thank you, Lord, for healing. Thank you, Lord, for healing in Jesus' name. I thank you, Lord, for mended bodies. Strength come back in Jesus' name. Amen. Father, thank you, Lord. The man of God, the woman of God, be healed now in Jesus' name. Because you deserve it. Say, I deserve it.
I deserve it.
I deserve to be whole.
I deserve to be whole.
Wholeness now in Jesus' name. Father, thank you, Lord. From the top of her head, from the top of their heads to the soles of their feet, be healed in Jesus' name. You receive it? Be healed. Father, thank you, Lord. Thank you for healing right now. I thank you, Lord, for the manifestation. We already know it's true. They just need it to come to pass now in Jesus' name. I receive that. Father, I thank you, Lord. Every infirmity, every sickness, every disease leaves this man in Jesus' name. Be healed. Totally. We're not going to settle for anything other than complete health in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Father, I lift up John. I thank you, Lord. He's a big part of the kingdom of God. So, Father, he deserves to be whole. So be healed in Jesus' name.
I receive it.
Father, thank you, Lord, for this man of God. I thank you, Lord, that where he came from, which was the curse, he was redeemed from it because of Jesus. So, Father, by the power of God, by the stripes of Jesus, you're healed in Jesus' name. So you say, I receive that because your God is greater than disease and sickness. Father, I pray over this man of God. Father, you know what's going on in his life. So, Father, we're doing what the Word says. Laying hands on the sick. Mark says they'll recover. So be healed in Jesus' name. I receive that. Father, thank you. Thank you, Lord. I don't care what it is in his hands. I don't care what's going on with his circulation. We thank you, Lord, that by the stripes of Jesus, this man's healed. And God, you get glory because of it in Jesus' name. Father, thank you. Thank you for this precious woman. She don't deserve to be in torment. She's the child of God. So, Father, thank you, Lord. By the power of God, you are healed already. In Jesus' name. Amen. I agree. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Did we pray over everybody? Don't let me miss anybody. Did everybody get prayed over? Now listen to me, before you go back to your seat and we're done. Don't you dare, listen to me, don't you dare let that enemy try to steal your healing. Because the Bible says that he tries to come and steal the word. It's up to you to say, I don't care, and usually it's through a feeling. Oh, I don't feel healed. And you immediately say, I'm not moved by what I feel. I'm moved by the Word of God and I'm healed by the power of God. And that's when you praise, see. You praise Him. You see, we've got to start getting back to the basics of the Word of God, or we're just kind of living in the life and then people die and then they leave and there's no victory. And I'm telling you, your God is a God full of victory. You got to start speaking this word. Father, this word is yes and amen. And if you get a bad feeling, then you go back to the Word of God and you start back in 1 Peter. And then you go to Isaiah. Then you go to Psalms. Then you go to Jeremiah. And then you go to Matthew. And when you keep reading it, what are you doing? And you say it out loud. You say it where your ears can hear it. Boy, I'm healed by the power of God in Jesus' name. I've got joy. The merry heart doeth good like a medicine. And then let someone tell you a clean joke. Not a dirty one. That's what I loved about my father-in-law. Oh my Lord. If I needed to laugh, he would call me. And he would call and say, I got one for you, Corey. And at the end of his life, they were all pretty clean. But before that, they were not, you know. But that's why I miss that man. I miss him because he knew joy, you know. The world always looks at the inefficiency, the problems, the, you know, whatever in someone's life. No, I saw joy from that man. That's what you need. Don't you let the world get you down, and don't you, here's the last request. Don't speak anything other than, I'm healed. I'm healed. I'm healed. I'm not moved by what I feel. I'm healed by the power of God. Thank you, Lord, I'm healed. I'm healed. I am healed. Say it. I'm healed. I'm healed. Come on. Say, I'm healed. I'm healed. The more you say it, I'm healed. I am healed. I am. When you and you get that faith, I'm healed. And you keep saying it over. I'm healed by the power of God in Jesus' name. I'm healed. I am healed. I am healed. Now thank you, Lord, I'm healed. And when you do that, that's manifestation, see. Amen? Would y'all stand to your feet back there? Everybody pray this prayer with me. Everybody, even if you're born again, pray this prayer out loud. Say, Father in heaven, I open the door of my heart. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is my Lord, is my Savior, is my friend, is my healer. Jesus, come into my life and save me. I give you praise. Now that you're my Lord and I need you in my life, I'm coming to heaven when I leave this earth. But while I live on this earth, I need heaven here. I need the Word of God. I need faith. So thank you, Lord, for saving me. In Jesus' name I pray. Now, if you just prayed that prayer for the very first time, raise your hand up and let me see it. Thank you. Well, no, listen to me. I know. Thank you, my brother. I appreciate that. You have to have confidence in your salvation. And I know you prayed the prayer before. And you gave your heart to Jesus a week or two ago, I thought. If you didn't, and you just did now, then don't ever do it again because you gave your heart to Jesus. Okay? And Jesus is now the Lord of your life. And you've got to have confidence that you don't have to keep getting saved every Sunday. Okay? You've got to have confidence in your salvation. And the Bible says no man, nobody, not even how you were raised, can steal and rob your salvation. So now Jesus is Lord, right?
Yes.
So you don't ever have to get saved again. You're already born again. Okay? And have that confidence. And I'm so proud of you. I mean it. Hey, I'm proud of you, my man. I really am. When you give your heart to Jesus, that's a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful thing. Amen. All right, we're done. Wait a minute. Before we're done, we're going to dismiss. But remember, Rick is going to be right at that table back there about rodeo sponsorship. He keeps telling me, Corey, make that the last thing you say. Be a part of that. But more than that, do not miss. Listen to me. Look at me, y'all. Don't miss Tuesday night. And is it starting this coming? April 1st. Because one of our ministers here, Rusty Feltz, is going to start teaching a series called Biblical Citizenship. And it's in the modern era. I'm talking about he's going to give you teaching about how the Bible was established in America and on this earth, etc. And I'm telling you, it is an amazing teaching. So that is for everybody. It's Biblical Citizenship in the Modern America. And I'm telling you, you don't want to miss it because it'll help you really stay hooked with your God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, in modern America. And it's powerful. It just helps us. Amen? And then again, April 1st is when we'll start it. April 1st. That'll be the first Tuesday, right? At 6:30. Yeah, and we need to really start. We'll still fellowship and you know when we can, but really we need to be done by 8 because we have so many people that their bedtime is 8:10. And so anyway. Hey, as you leave and when we say amen on this prayer, then I want you to just go out and praise God, I'm healed. I'm healed. And you tell everybody you're healed. Well, you don't have to tell Walmart's cashier unless you want a long conversation or whatever. But really, just be smart. You're healed. Nothing else. Amen? Father, we love you. Thank you, Lord, for just all that you're doing in our lives at this church. I thank you, Lord, for these great folks that manifestation of healing has already taken place. So, Father, thank you, Lord. It's all done by the basics of the Word, which is faith. Believing in things before we see it and feel it. No, we're already healed because of what Jesus did for us. So, Father, we receive it all by faith right now in Jesus' name. You don't stay here, sir. You never leave us. You never forsake us. So you get to go with us right now in Jesus' name. Amen? Amen. Big round of applause. You're dismissed. Love you.